Hello, I'm Mike.
I'm Isabella.
This is the Music Radio Creator Podcast, Season 3, Episode 20, where we have those micro debates.
Micro debates, I like that.
Yeah, about things pertaining to the audio industry, whether it be radio stations, DJs, podcasters, anything like that.
Do you think, Mike, I mean, some people could think that we like arguing with each other. Do we like arguing with each other? No, we don't
are,
argue.
Just if you've tuned into this podcast for the first time, we're a married couple. I'm Mike Russell.
I'm Isabella Russell.
And in our relationship, do we have arguments or do we have debates?
I mean, come on. Every married relationship has
arguments. Flaming arguments. So, yes, this is what we love doing. We just get in our seats and we face each other, staring into each other's eyes and, have an argument.
That's right. Yeah, we give each other very stern looks. And
Oh, yes. And we love to involve you as well, so that's why we're going to do an episode today on should you do comprehensive show notes for your podcast? Interesting one.
I think no. It's a waste of your time and money.
It's a love-hate relationship for podcasters because obviously, if we have a microphone sitting in front of us, the thing we love to do is talk, but we don't really like to sit there afterwards and write up about what we talked about.
It's nonsense, Mike. It's absolute nonsense. I mean, there are genuinely people out there who will spend, like, half an hour recording the podcast, but then they will spend 3 or 4 hours sitting there and writing down those comprehensive show notes nobody ever reads.
All right, well, I'm definitely taking the other tact, and I'll tell you for why. First of all, I'm a big fan, as you may have gathered listening to this season, of search engine optimization, SEO, and Google loving your content. And Google tends to love content that is over 300 to 500 words, right?
Mm-hmm.
So write 300 to 500 words about your podcast. Now, I will say I'm contradicting what we're currently doing with this season.
We are, but there is a reason we are doing so.
Go on. Well, it was your decision, Isabella, so tell us
why. It certainly was. So we kind of went through the full circle, full 300, well, not 300, 180 degrees even. We started, when we initially started the podcast, season one, we had very comprehensive show notes, which Mike was very kindly writing.
Yes, yes.
And when I say very comprehensive, I mean, just, you can just check it out on our website. But they were very long and sort of described in detail what was talked about in the podcast. Then in season two, we thought, okay, this is taking certainly a long time. Let's outsource it.
Yeah, so we had some great assistants.
We had one of our assistants looking after that, and she was still doing a fairly comprehensive job.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it was costing us a fair amount of money to produce each episode. So now we are in season three.
We have streamlined.
We've
bootstrapped the process.
Totally. But the reason we've done that is Mike has recently surveyed our audience.
Mm-hmm.
And we've asked,
Not recently. It was near the start of the year.
Well,
but fairly recently.
Recent.
Yes.
And we've asked, how do you like to consume the content? You know, would it be video? Would it be audio? Or would it be in writing?
And we had 5%. Written content. We had 20%, just over 20% in audio podcast format.
And the majority was video.
And the rest, 75% video.
So we kind of figured 5% will appreciate the show notes. It's like we spend so much time and money producing. It's just not worth it. So we've cut it out.
Okay, Isabella, and what if I was to make a controversial statement here and say you're not writing show notes for the reader, you're writing it for Google?
But do you know what? If you are producing great content, Google will kind of cotton on to that because you will have people visiting your website in the first place. And Google will recognize the fact that, actually, if there are so many people looking in there, there has to be something good in there. I think that, there is so much competition when it comes to SEO. You have to ask yourself a question. How valuable is that going to be to you? How much of additional traffic will you get? And how, most of all, how much of additional listeners will you get as a result of Google? And you have to weigh the cost versus benefit. Because in some cases, those show notes could bring as little as maybe 2 or 3 additional listeners. I mean, is this worth your time and money?
I will make a little argument here, Isabel. Isabella, because at the moment in this season, we're not particularly doing this. We're having a debate, and then we're asking for you, the listener, to give us some feedback on it. But in the past, we've had guests on. We've had detailed discussions about things where, you know, we've maybe mentioned a few links in an episode. We've said, oh, check out this great product, and this is really good, and this Adobe Audition
but
plugin
is
good.
But you can still do it, but you don't have to write comprehensive show notes. And actually, I think that, you know, you are making it easier for a listener to go back and find the right information. Mm. So if we were discussing some specific product or a place on the internet and we said, okay, we will link to it in show notes. Mm. I mean, would you not appreciate as a listener to actually go to the show notes and immediately see the link rather than trying to scroll down for pages and pages of
find
show
it all
notes?
Embedded somewhere.
And it's, yeah, it's embedded somewhere. And it's like, seriously, how easy are you making it for me to find that link?
Well, you've got a very good point, Isabella. Mm. I just feel that, you know, podcasters do have this debate quite often about should I do show notes or should I not do show notes. That is for a reason. You see, podcasters are pained as to whether they should or not. As podcasters, we feel like we really should do them because they're going to be appropriate. They're going to help our podcast.
I will spin it around now.
Yes.
And say to you one thing. If you're a podcaster and you would like to repurpose the content of your show, of your podcast, you could potentially create a blog post, but I don't want to call it show notes.
Ah.
I think you could potentially create a blog post.
A brand new one.
Brand new one.
Not related to the podcast.
No, related to the podcast.
Okay.
So say, for example, today we are discussing the show notes,
yes,
right? So on our blog, we could put the information about, you know, making show notes. And it could be, you know, complementary information, however, still containing the information we have already gathered for the podcast. Now, this way, you are providing a unique piece of content and giving your listener additional benefit because you can say, well, actually, I have conducted some more research on that and you could read more about that on link to the blog given here. And that way, you are actually doing something on purpose, and that makes sense. But making show notes just for sake of having them there for Google makes no sense whatsoever.
That's very interesting. Gosh, I'm so torn by what you say, because obviously when we did the first season of this podcast, like you say, I was the one writing show notes, and I did spend a good amount of time. In fact, yes, like you say, much longer writing those notes than I spent recording the episodes.
There you go. The other thing I would say is if you do it as officially a blog with a feature to listen to a podcast, I think if somebody lands from Google, you have better potential to convert people to it. And I will tell you why.
Yeah.
Because people, you know, just normal people out there, they are already used to hearing about blogs, right?
Yes.
They read blogs.
Yeah.
However, concept of a podcast could be alien to more people than you think. So
possibly,
therefore, if you are just saying this is a blog post, they are likely to stay there. But when you are going to say it's a podcast, unfortunately, there are still people out there who think, oh, you know, that's where the geeks gather and talk about, and it's, you know, not worth my time.
Yes, that's right.
So you see how you could spin it around?
Yes. No, absolutely. Well, it's interesting. So obviously on this season, we are not doing show notes. How are you finding it? Let us know feedback to us in particular on whether you missed the show notes to the Music Radio Creative Podcast.
Do you miss all of those hours, blood, sweat and tears from Mike?
Yes.
Let us know.
Do, yes, absolutely. So you can go to the website podcast.musicradiocreator.com/S3E20 or you can tweet us.
You can, and I would love to hear from you. You can connect with me at Isabella Russell. It's Zest of Lime, even.
I-Z-A-B-E-L-A.
That's right, Russell. And we are double S, double L.
Yes, that's right. And I'm at I Mike Russell. At I Mike Russell.